Hello, listeners. I'm Allie, and this is Quad Pro Quo. As always, I'm joined by my three co-hosts, Tammy.
Hi.
Matt.
Hello there.
And Guido.
Hello.
We are in week three of These Are Their Movies.
Dun dun.
Yes. Which is Tammy's pick. But Tammy, before we get to your pick, did you guys go to your high school reunion? Did you guys have a high school reunion?
We had a 10-year get-together. It was not a high school reunion by any stretch of the imagination. It was like a Facebook message that said, hey, we're going to be at Iron Hill on the riverfront.
Oh. Home,
come by.
Matt?
I think we were a little more formal. Like, it was a Facebook group that they invited everybody from the graduating class from, and I think it was somewhere in Westchester, but literally it was like, I messaged our good friend Sam. I'm like, hey, are you going to this? And he's like, no, I'm not going to this. And I'm like, I'm not going to this either. And he's like, yeah, the people that I went to high school with that I actively want to talk to, I still talk to them. So no offense to the people that I've noticed from my high school that listen to us, but
whoops.
I'll meet up with you guys if you want, but other than that, I don't need to see most of my graduating class, no.
Guido, you had such a small graduate, because you went to school with, like, Joe.
We had under 50 people graduating in my
class. That is insanity.
And they don't want to talk to me, and I don't want to talk to them, so we're good. I'm not going.
Fine. I'm gone then.
We had, like, a five-year, which is just, everyone went to a bar in Westchester, because what are you doing 5 years after you graduated? And then I also am not on, like, Facebook, so I don't even know if they tried to have a 10-year or a 20, because I'm past the 20-year mark now.
So. This is our 20-year, this year.
Yeah, this year would be mine.
Stop saying that out loud, please.
No.
Why?
Because I don't want to be reminded that it's been 20 years.
We're having a grand old time.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, you guys are good. I feel like it was, like, such a big thing, like, from our parents.
Yeah.
Plus, you know that movie, Remy and Michelle's High School Reunion? I just always remember watching that movie and be like, I can't wait for my high school reunion. I never had one. Well, speaking of high school reunions, that's why I asked the question, so I could
segue. Oh, I thought you were going to segue from that show that you've been raving about.
What show?
The ER show that's in Pittsburgh.
That is such a good show.
I even said that last night. I'm like, you should use, when we were all out to dinner, I'm like, you should use that.
I heard every episode was an 8-hour shift.
It is.
Is it 8 or 12? I just want to get it right.
It's a 12-hour shift.
It's a 12-hour shift.
Because there's been 11 episodes, and the next one is the season finale.
It sounds like a really long episode. I don't know.
It can be arduous.
And like I said, the last one was full vaginal birth.
It's crowning.
It was cool. A lot. There were just a lot of hands in a lot of places.
Hopefully, like, only two small hands.
No, the doctor was, like, reaching up all up in there.
There were hands touching hands. Reaching out.
Touching me.
Touching you.
Yeah.
Touching me, sweet Caroline.
Okay, good job.
Nobody came near me.
No?
Nope.
No, the baby.
No, because, didn't he just, like, shoot
he,
out
like
it was a
out.
Fucking slip and slide?
I did it myself.
Babies walked out.
That's true. You are, you are a medical professional.
Weren't you literally like a potato gun? You just were like, foom! And then she
we were talking about that the other day because we were out somewhere and they were playing of Monsters and Men. And Matt was like, we saw these guys. So I was like, yep. The night of Vincent's birth. We were at a Monsters and Men concert. Icelandic folk music.
Yep. I remember that because, like, hey, yeah, it'll be a while, but Tammy's going into labor.
Nope, wasn't a while.
and then by the time, like, literally the band was just about to start, I got a text from John being like, Guido's a daddy.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It was very,
You know what was really fast?
What?
My visit from our two very good friends, Joe and Steven.
They came to the hospital?
They came to the delivery room.
No.
We got time with just Matt, me, and Vincent. An hour.
Yeah.
And then everybody started coming up, including our immediate families. There was Joe and Steve.
It was a spectacle.
In the delivery room. They were so excited.
Aw. Yeah, we didn't go see Kyle. And, like, I was like, I'm not doing that. Like,
no.
A, I hate hospitals. B, I don't like to, like, that have your time with the baby. You know, like, that sort of thing. I was like, we'll just come and see you guys when you guys are home.
Yeah, I was like, we'll see it when it
wipes. Not fresh out.
Yeah, when it's, like, been wiped up and down. It's been, like, smacked or whatever. What they'll need to see a fresh out.
It definitely looks like ectoplasmic goo.
So did you see any, like, what kind of people were at this Pittsburgh hospital?
Like you mean like the patients or the doctors?
The patients.
Oh, man. It's a horrifying, waiting room. Everyone's been waiting for, like, hours and hours and hours.
Any adult entertainers?
No, but there was a woman who was being sexually trafficked.
Wait, actively being trafficked? So was she in a plane? An automobile?
There was a Steelers, lots of Steelers references, though. So
did Liam Neeson walk in to try and save this?
No, but the doctors did. Girl? They gave her like a pen, and you opened the pen, and a number for like a safe like house was inside the pen.
Okay.
And she did take it, but she did leave with the person who brought her in. Mm. It was a little scary.
Were all the people that were making Pittsburgh references, where they're just like, fuck it,
chuck it,
chuck it,
Speaking of Pittsburgh.
Damn. Pittsburgh and high school reunions.
Tell us about your movie and your SVU episode.
So this is season 3, episode 7. It's titled Sacrifice.
Yeah. And you could, I mean, you had an option. You could have done Dead Man on Campus because of Zach Morris. But, you know.
Well, he's trash.
So Zach Morris is shot in an alleyway in a gay bar.
Good.
Outside of a gay bar, yeah. He looks good in this episode. He looks yummy.
He's trash.
He's really skinny.
He is thin. Yeah.
So a homeless man found by a policeman who was patroning the bar.
Yes, gay policeman.
Homeless addict gives info about the victim, who we find has 3 different men's semen in his rectum and has been raped, mugged, and shot.
Ooh.
Yes.
We meet his wife, Janie Jansen.
Jana Jansen.
Jana Jansen.
Jana Jansen.
And their daughter. The wife is Elizabeth Banks.
The daughter's not Elizabeth Banks.
No. I don't know her name.
But she does have cystic fibrosis.
The daughter is actually Screech.
Since Zach Morris was a John Doe, they traced his fingerprints and found his parents in Arkansas, who show up at the precinct only to further piss Zach off because now his secrets are unfolding before his eyes.
What else did they find in him?
Rape gangbang has turned into a means of living for both Zach Morris and Jana Jansen, as they both are in porn.
Yeah.
Particularly, Zach is in gay porn.
Hey, why do gay guys hate periods? Because they prefer the colon.
Ugh, God.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Anyway, the producer of the pornos wants Jana to become mainstream, but Zach does more and more gay porn to keep her out of the spotlight. However, she seems to like to be the provider and lets Hubs take the fall for the murder.
She wants to be famous.
And said porno director of said porno director so that she can continue to climb to fame without Zach's daughter in tow.
Yeah.
She ends up killing the porno director and blaming it on her husband to get out of Dodge.
Mm-hmm.
But her plan does not work. The police know better and figured out their stories were not plausible, called them out on their shit, release Zach Morris, and arrest Jane Jansen.
Elizabeth.
From Arkansas.
She was going to go to L.A. and get pounded on camera.
She was going to go to Vegas because she was supposed to do 300 guys in 10 hours.
Yeah.
And I love, she's like, I have a $50,000 contract. I'm like, you need to get more money than that, girl. $50,000? I mean, I know it's porn.
In
but
a row?
Still.
He was just going to hold me back.
Yeah. I'm stuck with a sick kid.
The sick kid was holding her back. The porno producer was holding her back.
If they played their cards right, that kid wasn't going to be around for much longer. So
she was fine.
Yeah, that kid got to tour a porno. Like, shoot.
Yeah, that was the other thing. The way that they pressed on Jana Jansen to get her to testify or whatever and explain the whole thing was they tried to get protective services to take this kid away.
She brought the kid to a porn site.
Well, you know, let's bring your daughter to work day.
She was backstage. She probably didn't see anything.
Totally fine. But she didn't want to take care of that kid, I don't think. You know?
I really like the police officers' faces as they discussed that they found 3 different loads inside Zach Morris.
Oh, I'm sure Ice was probably like,
where the fuck was Ice-T?
He was definitely in that episode. That's right, because he was talking
to the junkie a whole bunch.
Yeah. He's not in yours that much.
No, that's what it's in my shit.
It's why I don't really like it that your episode is.
Because it's got no Ice-T.
Yeah.
I mean, mine isn't a lot of it.
Yeah, because I think, isn't that when he first started on that season three?
He technically comes in season 2 first, like, first couple episodes. So season 3 is like a second season. So yeah, he's still kind of doing the, you telling me that the straight dude does gay porn and all the semen was inside of him.
Are you telling me that this guy just catches loads and then falls down in an alley?
He was still kind of doing that. He still does that.
Wait, you telling me this guy's taking shots from sticks and guns.
Yes. Exactly. I do like this episode, though.
When you think about it, he was the most compassionate person on that episode.
He was.
How he was with the junkie.
With the junkie, yeah. Because he came from narcotics. Mm-hmm. Odafin Tutuola, detective.
There was also like some tension going on between him and the rest of the department.
Because he was kind of new. And also, this is a terrible Olivia haircut. It's like a little too shaggy.
It looks like Hillary Swank.
She looks like she's got frosted tips. She looks like she's in a boy band.
Yes, she looked like she was in NSYNC like circa 1999.
No, not even a good boy band. She was probably in like 98 Degrees or O-Town with that haircut.
O-Town is amazing. So shut up. I saw them in concert.
I know how it feels to try and have your hair grow back. It's hard. Mm-hmm. It's a rough life. Yeah. There's an awkward phase for a little while.
There's always going to be. I don't like
the highlights actually help like break it up a little bit. It was bad.
It's a bad hair. It's All right. Well, speaking of porn.
Speaking of porn.
And doesn't she have the same haircut in this movie as she did in the movie?
Yes.
I feel, yeah, Elizabeth Banks, that's kind of her look.
Yeah, she doesn't stray too much from like the shoulder length curls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So my movie came out in 2008. Stars Elizabeth Banks, Seth Rogen, Craig Robinson, a bunch of other people. It had a budget of $24 million and it world grossed $42
million. So it doubled its money. That's good.
Yeah. That is a good thing for the person that wrote and directed this movie.
Yeah.
It actually was a huge disappointment to him, though.
Porno's in the title.
They expected it to be so much more lucrative, like $60 to $70 million, because they had Seth Rogen and it was right after Knocked Up.
Yeah.
He was at the height of his career. And because it didn't do well in the opening box office, he was freaking out and saying, like, he ruined Seth Rogen's career forever. He disappointed Judd Apatow. Weinstein didn't spend enough money on marketing. But there was a lot of controversy. There was porno in the title.
There's porno. There's two porn stars in it, which is...
Who are great, by the way.
There's... For all we know, they were actually fucking on the set. Like, Jason Mewes and...
Katie Morgan?
Yeah.
I don't think so, no. But...
But, I mean, there's also a, you know, defecation.
Oh, yeah.
Scatological.
Defecation.
No and breathing.
A lot of the interview and the publicity was surrounding the words porno. They would not advertise for the movie if they had a specific poster with the word porno on it. So they had to make different posters for different towns and different companies.
It just said Zach and Miri on it.
It just said Zach and Miri.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Zach and Miri make an adult film.
What do you do? What brings you here?
I'm an actor.
Wow. Anything I've seen?
Oh, all sorts of movies with all male casts.
I apologize if I am out of line here, but are you in gay porn?
Guilty as charged.
Is there softcore gay porn? Like just hugging and kissing and, you know, telling each other how cool the other guy is? You're a rad dude. Thanks, you too. Let's play some ball.
You don't have the rent? It's 0 months.
Why are you always bending over backwards for that girl, knowing she ain't giving up no love?
We got a good thing going, man.
Why complicate that with sex?
What the? What happened to the water?
They shut it off.
Help me get this out of my hair. Just use the water out of the toilet.
There's poo in there.
The back part of the toilet.
I don't think we're going to keep a roof over our heads. These are the exact circumstances people find themselves in right before they start having sex for money. What? You got an idea?
We could make a porno.
Not the idea I was looking for.
So let's go around the room. Have you seen it? And tell me what you thought about my choice. Allie.
Yes, I had seen it. I remember when it came out and my pup-up was still alive and he would call me sometimes to ask which movies he should go see because he would go to the movies by himself in the middle of the day. Like, that's how he saw Bad Boys, the first one, because he loves Bad Boys. And he asked me about that movie and I was like, pup-up, I don't know if you should go see Zach and Miri make a porno. So he saw something else, but...
Or I won't recommend this movie to you. That's your own private matter.
Yes, pup-up. I don't know if you should go see that by yourself. It's kind of weird. So I was excited because it's hilarious.
Matt?
Yes, I had seen this movie before and I was real excited to talk about it.
Guido.
I have seen this. It was like one of my first 8 Blu-rays, so it was heavy in rotation.
Wow.
We watched it a lot. Also, I mean, there's a lot of good talent in the movie, you know what I mean?
Some smart ladies.
It adds to the rewatchability.
Yeah, I was about to say, are you talking like about the actual cast or are you just talking about the tits?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Please, Tammy, be our Sherpa. Through the mountain of this
be our Sherpa
through the mountain of this movie.
I will be there for you.
I will be there for you. I'm just Sherpa of gayness.
So, as we know, Kevin Smith is, you know, probably at the height of his career too. And he actually wrote this movie, this script, as like a parallel to his experience creating Clerks. Because he didn't have any money.
Yep.
And he filmed it at his job after hours.
Makes sense.
He also wanted to shoot it in St. Cloud, Minnesota, where he shot Mallrats.
But
he couldn't. It was too expensive. So they switched it out and put it in Monroeville.
Monroeville.
And then they dropped all these little nods to Pittsburgh because Monroeville is like 10 minutes away from Pittsburgh. Can you tell all of the little Easter eggs about Pittsburgh in the movie?
Well, their hockey team was the Monroeville Zombies. And Tom Savini was in it because this is where Night of the Living Dead was filmed.
Filmed,
yes. Look at you.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
George Romero's from Pittsburgh. Tom Savini has a makeup school in Pittsburgh.
She had the jersey on.
She had the Penguins jersey on
when she woke up.
There's a literal Steelers fan.
Lots of Steelers fans.
Lots of yellow. Yep.
Surprisingly, though, nobody said yins.
Didn't hear yins. No talk of, you know, Pittsburgh trash salads. Like, nothing like that.
But you would think, because they say you a lot. I don't know the proper connotation for yins. So yep. I don't know if they say, like, fuck, like, instead of saying fuck you, would they say fuck yins?
No, I don't think so. I think it's more like
yins motherfuckers.
Yins coming.
So, opening scene is Zach and Miri waking up for work in their shit ass apartment. Zach and Miri are high school friends who live together now 10 years later. We're painted a picture of two people who make terrible decisions, like buying fleshlights instead of paying their mountain of bills piling up in their kitchen. And they're probably driving the same car that they drove in high school that was a hand-me-down from their grandparents.
That car is so gross.
It's got frozen vomit on the window.
It's so disgusting. And like, I know Pittsburgh's cold, but they make it seem like they live on like the North Pole. Like, it's ridiculous.
But I mean, because this is over the like Thanksgiving into Christmas holidays.
It wouldn't be that cold.
Well, there's also river.
Yeah, they get the offshoot of the lakes. They get the lake weather.
It was like sub-zero.
It was sub-zero. It was ridiculously cold.
It looked like it really sucked.
I mean, I can relate to them when she's in the car opening up the hot hands. Like, you can tell that car does not heat up very quickly.
It probably doesn't even have heat at this point.
Oh, I'm sure. And then Zach gets in the car, sees that she has this heater thing, and shoves it down his pants. They leave, and he is basically burning his crotch.
Yeah, you're not supposed to put them on direct skin.
It's wedged in his taint.
It's really funny.
And he singes his ball hair.
Oh,
my balls.
Oh, they're going to burn all my ball hair.
My taint. It's in my taint.
It's in my taint.
It's in my taint.
Miri pulls over to give him a chance to get it out of his taint, and then she laughs her ass off. It's also funny when she's in the bathroom and he opens the door and she's like, get out! And he's like, you shut the door over, not shut the door.
Well, who takes a shit without latching the door mechanism?
That I don't know.
You don't close the door over if you're going to take a shit. You want to take a piss with the door closed over? That's one thing.
Yeah.
Okay? Maybe she was taking a piss. Why is everybody assuming that she's pooping?
Because she said.
Because she freaked out and like screamed at him.
And he said, you take a shit, you shut the door.
Unlike, you know, my husband, he doesn't stand outside the door going, fat dumb.
That's not me. That's Duncan.
Oh, okay.
Zach drops her off at work. She works at a yarn store.
Mm-hmm.
And then he heads over to the Bean and Gone, which is a local coffee shop. We meet Delaney, his work friend, played by Craig Robinson, who we know from Hot Tub Time Machine, This Is the End, The Office, Hot Frosty.
Hot Frosty?
You know?
Yep, he was in that.
I forgot.
There was a black person in Hot Frosty. That's right.
We also meet Delaney and Zach's boss, Mr. Surya, who's played by Jerry Bednob.
I tell you.
He is actually from Trinidad and Tobago.
Well, that's...
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, please describe that. Why that's, you know, surprising.
He's another one of those...
more racially ambiguous
actors.
Yeah. So he's in 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah, he's like...
Hard, he's basically...
He's basically a literal Apu on screen, like an Apu rendition of a like a Middle Eastern Indian person.
Yeah. So he does a really good Indian guy, I guess. I'm sure that's his background. Mr. Surya talks to Zach about playing baseball inside of the Bean and Gone, and he goes, "Oh, wiffle ball." And no.
That didn't happen.
He says, "I hate you, Ebony and Ivory motherfuckers.
I tell you.
He's a good boss."
And then he's gone. We don't see him
for the rest of the movie.
No. Like, I feel like they were probably filming some other Judd Apatow thing at the time, and he was just there, and they're like, "Oh, Kevin Smith's like, can we use him just for a little bit?
Can we borrow him?" Yeah. They can't borrow the other guy.
Yeah, he killed a guy.
He killed somebody, yeah. Or he tried to. I think he tried to kill his wife.
Well, what did she? Who? What did she do?
The other guy who, like, in like the 40-year-old virgin, it's this guy, and then there's another Middle Eastern Indian guy. The other guy is in jail now because he, like, I think he tried to get his wife killed, like a murder for hire plot.
Whoa.
Yeah,
I want to know what she did to deserve that.
Well, you can do that research.
Yeah.
You know the guy from The Replacements, the wide receiver, the guy that they got from jail?
Yeah.
Is in jail now for murder. He legit murdered his wife. Aww.
Jesus Christ.
What did she say?
She probably said The Replacements wasn't that good.
Well, it's not.
I liked it.
Probably had something to do with the cap being not on the toothpaste.
Probably.
Ugh.
Later, Zach is still working and Miri is getting ready for their 10-year high school reunion that night. And she gets some clothing from the department store at the mall and is trying it on in the back with the door wide fucking open. Teens sitting at a coffee table are watching her. And
who's
live
getting
recording.
Coffee at like 7 o'clock at night?
Yeah, I don't know. It's so late.
And as they're doing that, Zach pulls his ass out in front of their screen and they stop recording.
Big old granny panties.
Yeah, describe these panties or this diaper, if you will.
It is rather diaper fashion.
They're just floral.
High-waisted.
They're high-waisted.
They go really
full
high.
Full bottom.
Up.
They almost are tummy protectors. Like, they go up past her, navel.
Don't think I've ever owned a pair.
Is that for blocking
like
all the lint from entering the belly button?
Well, it's probably because, A, they don't have money, so she can't go to a laundromat, and that's the only pair of underwear she has left.
She stole them from someone larger than her. No. Is what you're saying.
No, she says that every girl has a pair of period panties that you wear.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course.
As one does.
Yeah.
Zach kicks them out of the store, these teens. He buys a fleshlight. Instead of spending his money on the water bill.
I know. He's like, I bought skates and I needed those. And,
he's the worst.
This check will barely cover the electric bill.
So Miri's outfits, she looks like Colonel Mustard, then a teacher, and then she decides the 8th grade formal dress.
She should have gone with the teacher look. No, the hearts. Oh, well, yeah, but the polka dot dress.
Polka dot dress with the plastic necklace.
Big, awful necklace.
Yeah, no, the accessories are even.
And then she's wearing brown knee-high boots with it. It's the craziest outfit.
Well, yeah, because didn't she get these from Teen Vogue?
Yeah, it's like a teen store in the mall.
Oh, she went to Claire's.
Yeah, or it was Limited 2 or something like that.
She did?
Yeah, that's what she says. Yeah. She says, my friend who works at, they say it's teen slut or something like that. And then she's like, I traded some yarn for these clothes and I can bring them back. That yellow thing is insane that she wears.
It's like, she's got three layers. She's got leggings that are yellow.
A turtleneck.
Yeah, it's cold.
Yeah, he said she was fucking married to Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, it was, and her hair is, the curls are so tight.
And what about her roots, bloody roots?
It's at the bottom. They're all black at the bottom. Yeah. It's skunk hair.
As they're getting ready for the event, the water goes out and her hair is, of course, full of shampoo. So he washes her hair with toilet water.
So we have evidence here that she is a non-flusher.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, pretty gross and stinky. So who takes a shower with a meaty chud in the fucking toilet next to them?
It's very gross.
Maybe their house just gross. Smells like shit.
For some reason...
No, he opens and says there's poo in there.
For some reason, when I heard him just say that, I imagined it to the tune of the Candyman from Willy Wonka. Who could take a shower? A toilet full of poo. The Candyman.
The Candyman.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
So they get to the high school reunion, which Zach never wanted to go to, but Miri has her goals to connect with Bobby Long, take him home and fuck him, revenge fuck him for calling her Stinky Linky for all those years.
Yeah, take her back, take him back to her apartment.
Yeah, where the
that's
a where are
that's
they
revenge
fuck?
Bang. That's revenge bang.
That's and you're disgusting.
Usually
really
under the bleachers.
A really shitty apartment where she lives with another dude that has no water right now.
Yeah.
Let's just get out of here with a bottle of wine and
no shower
really
sex.
Have a high school reunion.
I mean, he is dreamy. Bobby Long is
Superman.
Very good looking.
He was a Superman.
He was a Superman.
That is correct.
The greeter, the high school president, Betsy, is actually Kevin Smith's real wife.
We're supposed to believe she's 28. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's been doing that with all of their movies. Like she was.
She's always in them.
She was one of the hot
that's fun.
Cat burglars in James
right.
Allen Bob.
I love it.
She's just, a fiance in Clerks too.
I just need you for a weekend, babe. Yes, you get to collect a check. Come on.
Hey, if Rob Zombie can do it and his fucking wife is a terrible actress, Kevin Smith can put his wife, who's not a bad actress.
She's, no, she's not a bad actress.
Yeah, okay. She did a fine job.
She can do whatever she wants.
She's funny.
Sherry Muzabi.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
Is hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, at least
that,
was.
That,
that
crazy,
voice?
Like, yeah. Look, who's that lady from My Name is Earl?
Jamie Presley?
That's yeah. Not Rob Zombie's wife.
That's
I know,
Rob Zombie.
I know, but it's the same, like, you know, Whiskey Tango hot.
So Zach writes, or he says, I'll eat your pussy. And she says, no, thank you. Married, no. Two kids. And he's like, think about it.
Yeah.
And then on the sign-in sheet, he wrote, I love your pussy.
Just, get, you know, gives her the old finger
shot,
sign. It's like, I will go down on you.
He also finds a previous classmate, Roxanne, and he sits down at the table. Roxanne marries one of their high school classmates, and she's observing him flirting. So Zach says, you can give me a hand job in the boys' locker room. And she goes, let's make it quick.
Yeah, she wants to one-up her chatty-as-fuck husband.
With Monica Vaughn.
Yeah, he's
Monica
like, yeah,
Vaughn.
You can give me a hand job in the girls' locker room.
Ugh.
Okay, make it quick.
The smile he makes here is just like...
Fuck yeah. Hand jobs are the worst.
Creepy. Yep.
Dry handy, too, you know.
You also forgot, like, the...
What was he gonna ask her for? A quick fuck? Or a BJ? Like,
I
feel like he'd have a... greater chance of getting something if it was a hand job.
She's not going to mess up her lipstick.
I hate giving hand jobs, so I would probably pick one of the other activities because I'm like, no, I don't want to give you a hand job. I'll do something else.
Well, you get to work out your forearms.
No, I'm good.
You're good?
I'm good.
Yeah, and you know, hopefully there's two hands involved. Like,
yeah, you got
a lot of action.
See, it's just
you're right.
No way that's
I mean, she might as well have used her mouth. You're absolutely right.
To quote Samantha Jones, they don't call it a job for nothing. So, you know.
That's if you like somebody.
What, a handy?
If you use two hands.
Oh, if you use two hands.
No,
this you
this is a revenge sexual act here, okay?
She doesn't.
Should fuel.
She's not going to churn butter. She doesn't need two hands. She says she's making it quick. So done.
This poor dick. It's all chafed now.
Anywho,
it's terrible.
I'm sure he really cares. He got it touched for the first time in decades.
He came on her. Got it right on the elbow.
Your elbow.
Yeah, I confused you. I thought he like elbowed her when he came. That's what I thought he meant.
I didn't know what that meant.
I didn't. I was just like, oh, so we got on her elbow?
So now we get to like Allison's favorite part of this movie.
Everyone's favorite part of this movie.
So Miri finds Bobby and she's like already drooling. She's put her bag down. She's like tossing her hair. She's lifting up her boobs in her dress and she walks over to Bobby and she starts acting like an idiot. Zach finds the bar again, where he meets Brandon St. Randy, which is Bobby's boyfriend.
Brandon St. Randy.
Brandon St. Randy.
Brandon.
Are you a maneuver?
Guilty as charged.
So they get acquainted. Brandon is played by Justin Long. He does a phenomenal job.
Oscar worthy. Should have been nominated. Not sure what people were thinking that year.
So
who
they
won
call
that
her.
Go ahead, just look it up.
I can look it up, but he wasn't nominated. But just oh man.
Let's see who was nominated too, and they'll be like, nope, definitely better. Definitely.
Oh my gosh.
So while they're watching Miri make a fool out of herself in her Nickelodeon chic outfit.
Heath Ledger won that year.
Ooh, I take that back.
We find out that Brandon St. Randy is an actor in fucking movies.
Fucking
with
movies.
All male casts.
Oh, like Glengarry Glen Ross.
I thought you recognized me. You're not nearly my demographic.
Yep.
What's that?
You like pussy?
Yes, I do.
Then not you.
Then not you.
Guilty as charged.
Oh my god.
I don't mean to offend you, but are you in gay porn?
Guilty as charged. Oh my gosh, he's so good.
I've seen this movie so many times.
It's one of the best cameos.
That part just still gets me.
It's definitely so top fucking five. Good.
Top five best cameo in a movie.
It's so good.
So they did do improv for like 20 to 30 minutes. They just let the camera roll and they just bickered.
You can tell
at one another
because
just making up lines.
When he's talking to Bobby Long, he says something like, "I'm pretend that I don't love it when you shove your cock in my mouth." But he like stumbles on the words, like he's trying to think of it in his mind. You can tell it was like, "I'll be your Sherpa up the mountain of gayness." Yeah. Like that's ad lib. Like
he's straight faced the whole
so,
time.
So bye, Zach. Oh, it was lovely to meet you, Zach. Like oh, it's so good.
Yeah. Oh, your granny pants. So they're standing there. They walk over. Zach looks like he is just tickled pink to tell Miri,
oh my god,
that Bobby Long is gay, and he's like, "Here's Brandon St. Randy, Bobby's boyfriend." And Miri looks just absolutely like you just ran over her dog.
She's
then,
literally barking at the wrong tree.
Mm-hmm. And then Brandon recognizes her from the internet because she's got 200,000 hits on her
Panties
video.
I just go on YouTube and type in gay and ass, and this was the top thing that popped up. who would have thought you'd find somebody famous?
Like I'm jealous.
Who would have thought you would have found somebody famous in Pittsburgh? Am I right?
Then he gets a picture.
Honey, can you take our picture?
Oh, let me see. It was terrible. Oh, it's so funny.
Email that to me.
This is why you've never met my mother. Too much to drink. Get Mary for the whole room. And he's like, tell you about your mother.
Are you
and her, all of her drinking. She's in the closet too. It's so funny. It's so good. Oh my God. I just want a sequel of just Brandon St. Randy.
Apparently that he was a character in another one of his movies, and he was also called, his name was Brandon.
But another Kevin Smith movie?
Yeah.
It was A Strange Wilderness, but is that a Kevin Smith
movie? That's not Kevin Smith.
That's Adam Sandler.
Is he in like Jay and Silent Bob Take Hollywood or?
Maybe it was Jay and Silent Bob movie.
And I didn't see Clerks 3, so
I
don't know.
I didn't see Clerks 3 either.
I don't think it was that. Maybe it was Jay and Silent Bob.
Was it Tusk? Was his name Brandon in that?
Oh yeah, he's in Tusk. I forget that's Kevin Smith directed Tusk. I forgot that. Okay, so.
So are Zach and Mary need to leave right now because she just found out
you're gay.
Her high school sweetheart is gay,
and
she is on the internet
wearing a diaper.
So they get home and they lose their power.
They're such losers, man.
They've got nothing. Mm-hmm.
They really are.
Well, retail doesn't pay. So.
I understand. Well, when you buy fleshlights, it doesn't pay. Do you know how expensive fleshlights are?
You know what? You try dealing with members of the public face to face without getting off on the reg.
Yeah, but you don't need a fleshlight for that.
Well, no one else is doing the work. It doesn't even have someone there to do the Dutch rudder with.
The fleshlight is one of the oldest and most sophisticated sexual apparatus. Remember, it was invented in 1860.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot.
It is known.
That.
We discovered that here.
So much over time.
Yeah.
And also, you know, I knew a guy that had a fleshlight.
I sold a fleshlight when I worked at the sex store.
You probably
sold one.
Probably sold it to my friend.
I'm sure he's the only person that's ever bought a fleshlight.
How'd it feel? It's like fucking a robot.
So instead of just staying home, they go out and spend more money drinking beer at a bar by themselves.
Yeah.
Because they're embarrassed and they have no power or water. Zach has a brilliant idea. They're going to make a porno. And
title
then
of the movie.
He spends the next like 3 days trying to convince her to do it.
I mean,
but he's not begging. He's putting out legitimate,
logical
reasons. Like
they don't have any money. They don't have family, basically, because that's when people don't want to do porn because
they're not
going to
shame anyone but themselves.
He says your parents are dead. My grandparents are dead. Like what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know what that equivalent is. Yeah, but yeah, no. I mean, mine as well. I mean, oops. Sex work is work. It's fine.
Oldest profession.
Oldest profession.
Zach gets Delaney to give him his flat screen money from Black Friday shopping.
Yeah, they bring Delaney on as producer.
And then they they're renting space from Tom Savini.
Yeah, Tom Savini.
Who makes a cameo as a realtor.
He's famous for having a dick gun.
Love machine.
Love sex machine. Machine. Sex machine.
And then Zach plays hockey with a high school friend, Deacon, who is played by...
It's the guy in all of Kevin Smith's movies.
It's Randall from
It's
Clerks.
Randall from Clerks. Randall
who
Randall
needs Clerks. More work if he's willing to do it. Well, because I think that guy's funny.
He is funny. You know, the guy who played... I'm not even supposed to be here.
Dante.
He's not a good actor. I actually think that this guy is. Like, yeah. He's
legit.
Way more competent than the other guy. The other guy, it was the acting's terrible with that other guy. But like this guy,
he's a bit stiff.
Naturally funny and
being comfortable on screen's huge.
So they come up with the name of the movie, Star Horse.
It's a little on the nose.
It's perfect.
And Miri play Princess Leher.
Good.
Barry is cast. So Stacy is played by Katie Morgan. She's an actual porn star.
Yes, she is.
And she's playing Darth Vibrator.
Sexy.
She got big titties, man.
Mm-hmm. They're great.
Do you want to talk about her?
They sit high and tight. I'll give her that.
She's a tiny little thing.
Tiny. They're big.
She has a 24-inch waist. She's so small.
She is tiny.
She's very tiny. Delaney discovers Bubbles, who's played by Tracy Lords.
Why do they call her Bubbles?
Because she can queef and make bubbles.
She is forever blowing bubbles.
Look, man.
That's hot.
Strippers shoot ping pong balls out of there.
That's just talent.
I feel like that's talent. More, like,
how do you know you can do it?
It'd be really cool if somebody could play the harmonica with theirs.
That would be incredible.
Tracy Lords has been in other legitimate movies, too.
She was in Blade, and she was in Crybaby. Johnny Depp.
Does she audibly queef in those
movies? She was on a couple episodes of Gilmore Girls.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, she queefed on both Lorelais.
No, she didn't. She was an interior designer.
Who queefed?
And then Lester.
The drapes fluttered around her.
Uh-huh.
Lester is played by Jason Mewes. He's
BFF's.
Jay.
He's Jay.
More Kevin Smith movies.
Is he Luke Skywalker?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then Zach plays
Hung Solo.
Hung Solo, yeah. And Bubbles and Barry play R2-D2 and C-3PO.
Whoa. You got to say the actual poor names. We can't say the actual Disney names.
We don't want to get sued.
Yeah, we're going to get sued.
Oh, okay.
It's like something P.
See her pee hole or something.
See her pee hole.
So gross.
And R2-D's nuts or something.
God.
I could say like Bubbles and Barry play robotic characters.
Robots.
Droids.
Who, you know, have really long balls.
Yes.
Oh, that was so gross.
You would need a net for those to keep them from, you know, dipping in the water and toilet.
Because after the cast has been set, we get a lovely little montage of the proposed star whores.
Yes.
Who was that? MC Chris is the rapper?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Kuzma DeLorean.
Yeah.
Yes.
Insert the rest of the song here.
And, you know, Miri and Zach, she's never seen Zach in this light where he's, like, motivated and he's directing, so she compliments him. And then they say the cliche line of, what could go wrong? And the next day...
Something goes wrong.
They come to set and the building is being demolished.
Yeah, it turns out Tom Savini...
is a piece of shit.
lied to them.
Mm-hmm. And took their money and fucked off to Florida.
Yes.
Good for him.
So they go back to the Bean and Gone and sulk, but Zach comes up with a brilliant idea. He maps out the coffee shop and figures out there's a secret camera, and he says, swallow my cockuccino, and convinces the team to continue their porno at the Bean and Gone.
And he says it as if exclaiming eureka.
You can film a porn anywhere.
Yeah, and
anywhere.
That was the idea that he arrived to, right?
Yeah, that's what Randall said.
Just shit going in other shit, you know?
Yeah.
It's just...
I mean, they can't do it in their apartment because they are actively, killing themselves with those, like, dumpster fires they have lit in their apartment.
They do have hobo fires in every room.
I mean, Sterno bums.
Then again, that is just a Pittsburgh thing. You know, like, also, like, a Pittsburgh toilet.
But
Dumpster fire.
But later, even when Delaney is checking out the titties. You know, he's got a fucking trash can fire in the room.
In the room.
With the girls. It's like...
So first up is Lester and Stacy. She is playing a whorista. Lester just is wearing this suit that's big for him.
Yeah.
And
no
just
shirt.
A tie, no shirt. And he's like, let us fuck.
Let us
and he
fuck.
Like, he like rips his belt out, or she rips his belt out, and then he just takes his pants and like shimmies them down his body. It's so
you
good.
Can, you know, this is one of the movies you can definitely tell the cast had a great time filming.
Oh, yeah, totally, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Barry is the guy holding the audio.
The boom mic.
The boom mic.
Which yeah, is just long
a
balls.
Mic, which is just a mic attached to a hockey stick.
Yeah.
And he's in the shot.
The mic is in everything. And then he stands on a ladder and sprinkles them with coffee beans as they're fucking on the counter. And he's kissing his muscles. They're saying, stir it. And then all of a sudden, Pittsburgh football dude walks in.
Hey.
And says, hey.
Hey, you guys still open?
It was basically just Matt.
Yeah.
Did you see the game?
Did you see the game?
It's a cute kid.
I was at it.
I was there. Roethlisberger was all, fuck it, chuck it, football.
And then we get Barry getting fucked by Bubbles, and they wrap it up for the night.
Poor Barry.
A little bit of pegging.
Dude, he literally took it for the team.
He seemed like he was into it, so good for him. No,
he looks stressed.
Well, you know.
It was a big one.
I guarantee you they probably weren't using lube, because
it was
it didn't
BBC.
Seem like they were super prepared.
Well, she talked
she
about
did
it later.
Say that
oh,
she
did she?
Had it.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
Because Barry couldn't self-lube.
What's his butthole?
Apparently there's mucus in there.
Oh, yeah. Our medical expert mentioned that last night.
I did.
Yeah.
There's natural mucus in there to help move.
Made specifically
the stool
for
down
butt fucking. Your body knows you're going
to
do weird stuff with it.
It's to help progress the stool.
Ew.
Right.
Anywho, that night.
Old shit dick.
Bubbles and Mary are prepping for Mary's makeup, and she's giving her a little pep talk. Obviously, Mary did her own hair. Zach wears.
This is bad.
Barrel curls.
Yes, driver costume.
Oh, man. This
it says
scene.
His name is Butch.
And he shaved.
He's got his boxers sticking out the bottom of his
he
uniform.
He did shave. He's one of. He should not never have facial hair.
Yeah, because like, it hides the second chin.
He's
the third one
calls him a beluga whale.
He has a weak chin,
mm-hmm.
So he should always have facial hair.
So they kind of like do small talk, like they've never spoken to one another ever. And then they're like, okay, action. And it is the most cringe thing you've ever seen.
I brought some cream for you.
I have a delivery of cream.
Is he doing the Roomba? Yikes, dude. It was
what
really
did he say?
Cringe.
And she's like, come on, don't say something.
I'm going to fuck you with my pecker.
She's like, all right, that's obscene.
That's obscene.
Okay. I'm going to fuck you with my penis.
She's wearing these like red high heels and
yeah.
a mini skirt.
It's porn, man. Girls don't take off their shoes in porn.
And she takes her panties off with her mini skirt, and then she says, granny panties.
And he's breaking the fourth wall. He's like,
oh
my
God,
I'm
a fucker. What's going on?
Oh my God.
All the while, the cast is talking about Lost because they're so disinterested in what's happening right now, because Zach just lays her down on a bag of beans and just makes love to her. There's nothing
nice.
Raunchy or you know, anything about that. It was making love.
It's like it jumped from like the porn setting of how Lester and Stacy look, and this looked like a legit movie lovemaking scene.
Yeah, because they're not getting good shots.
We're not seeing shit going to other shit.
Yeah. Like, this is not a hardcore porn at this
there's
point.
There's no balls slamming against
angle.
A butthole here.
Yeah, the angle's like
the
really far away.
And plus he's still got that shirt on and it's draped over her because
you
it's open.
Yeah.
And her shirt's on.
Her
and
shirt's on.
And I will
on.
Never forgive them for this.
How come we're not going to... That was the fight earlier. We're not going to show your titties.
Well, Elizabeth Banks didn't want to show
breasts.
Her tits in a movie, so, you know, that's
oh,
fine.
Oh, it was her call. Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's why.
Yeah, I'm
She didn't want to show her tits in a movie, and, you know,
hey,
that's absolutely her prerogative.
We saw enough.
We did see... We saw quite a lot of tits. And a wiener.
We have to balance it, I
Equal
guess.
Opportunity.
So, Zach yells cut after he comes... And
how many ropes did you count? Did he shoot onto her face?
None.
Also, porn scenes last at least 30 minutes.
Well, yeah, you got to make it worth the film time.
Exactly. Like, 45, sometimes upwards of close to an hour you're getting.
Yeah. This was
a 5-minute scene. Who is watching this?
Nice missionary love.
She looks like she enjoyed it.
Yeah, she does a really good job of making it look like she is enjoying that and is falling in love with this man.
The missionary on a sack of beans.
Yeah, it's when you add context to it, it removes believability.
Yeah.
So then she needs a minute, and you can tell she's like blown away at how much she liked it, and she figures out she loves him.
Yeah, she hasn't had sex in a while. We get it.
The next night, they are back at their apartment, and Zach and Mary are, and all of a sudden the lights come back on, and the water is running. They get a knock on the door, and it's the cast, and they say they're tired of them taking showers at their apartment and such, and so they paid for 1 month of their utilities. So they take the night off, they get silly, they do some drinking, and Stacy and Miri are chatting on the couch, and Stacy tells her she's kind of interested in fucking Zach just to test him out before the big scene the next day. Miri gives him a little test. She totally tested him.
Yeah, she started playing games. That's what she started it.
Yeah.
She's the problem here.
She drew first.
Sorry. Blood. She drew. Thank you, Matt. Exactly what I'm talking about. She did. She started her bullshit.
She told Stacy that she could ask him whatever he wants. Man. To do. She's not
bitches. His keeper. They be crazy.
All
right. Damn.
So then she's super cute and flirty, isn't she?
I think Katie Morgan's adorable.
I like her a lot.
Super cute. She's they go into Zach's room.
Adorable.
So Miri thinks that they fuck.
And she's all sad while the Pixies are playing.
Yes. Oh, that's
her. She hangs her head in disbelief and defeat.
That's what you do to the Pixies.
But, I mean, these are the consequences of her own actions, okay? She could have said something, and she chose not
to. I wouldn't have said anything.
She said the opposite.
I wouldn't have said anything.
I think she played it the way that BFF would have played it.
Yeah, and she's not, she hasn't even talked to Zach about it. So was she going to tell this hot blonde, be like, actually, after 15 years of being friends, I now love him, so no.
She hasn't quite figured it out herself.
Yeah, she doesn't know her own feelings.
Bitches just be crazy.
All right.
So we're back at the Bean and Gone, and Zach starts talking about Stacy and Lester prepping for their scene, skipping over Lester and Mary's scene. Mary comes in, and she's ready to go.
I thought Zach was supposed to fuck Stacy, and what actually happened was in Zach's room, he was just talking about Miri the whole time. They didn't fuck. And then he changed it where he wasn't going to fuck Stacy.
Right.
Right. We don't know that they didn't fuck
at
that time.
No. And Miri's like, well, you get to fuck more than one person, so I should get to fuck more than one person, because she's annoyed.
Because she thinks that they did.
And she also
has the right to feel the way that she does.
She has the right to her feelings. They are incorrect and misplaced, but she does have the right to her feelings.
That's fine.
That's a very Real Housewives rationale. I'm sorry that her feelings felt that way. But she had the right to those feelings.
Well, what do you expect from me?
Well, then they go in the back of the Bean and Gone, and Zach wants to have a conversation about it. And he's like, he says it like straightforward. Last night meant something. Oh. And he tells her that he loves her. And she goes, well,
you shouldn't have fucked Stacy then.
No, she's like, well, I don't know why you feel that way. Like,
don't go getting like, all gooey disgusting. On
she's
me.
She's mean. Yeah, she's like, I guess it's been a long time because we just fucked. Like, she's very mean about it.
Yeah, yeah. She started it hurt. And then she was a bitch about it. And then, unbelievable, what happened?
It's almost like she'd be crazy.
All right.
So Zach storms out. Stacy is actively fucking Lester on the counter again. And slams the door. Poor Deacon is underneath Stacy and Lester, videoing them from the bottom up.
That's a good shot.
Stacy.
Yeah, it's just
Lester pulls out. Stacy shits all over his face and frosts him like a cake.
So, but there here's the thing. There was corn in the frosting.
What helped there was the apparent mucus in her.
Oh, you're right. You're right. The natural lube your body makes to help things go in and out of your butt.
Shape or form, that is the purpose. It's not.
I understand that she's, I mean, in the movie, she's not a professional adult film star. She's just a stripper. But, you know, you got it. normally the actors that are doing anal are like flushing out their system before they do these kinds of
they
scenes.
They douche for like 12 hours before the shoot.
They do enemas, basically.
No, they do enemas.
They do enemas to flush their system out.
The fuck's the difference?
She even said, she was like, I like anal. I'm feeling constipated today. It's like, oh, I don't know if we should be doing this
anyway. It really loosens you up.
It really loosens you up. She says, I don't do oral, but I'll do anal. I'm like, those should be swapped. We're swapping.
No, you never go ass to mouth, Allie. What are you talking about?
So Mary goes back to the apartment, and Zach had packed up every last piece of his stuff and is gone.
Which is crazy.
It's not a lot of stuff.
How did he get it out of there? She had the car. Or does he have the car?
Maybe he called Brandon St. Randy for help.
But 3 months later, Delaney tracks down Zach. He's playing like a whack-a-mole or whatever.
He's like a mascot.
He's a Broad Street bully, and he has a little carnival booth outside the Penguin Stadium. Outside the
So they can beat up a Broad Street bully.
Yeah. They just shoot him in the dick with paintballs.
Delaney is now Oprah rich. He was awarded $160,000.
In his disability from the post office.
Yes.
He paid off the camera and his wife never knew that he bought it, I guess.
Tisha Campbell.
Yes. He tells Zach that the movie doesn't have an ending. The story doesn't make sense.
They run through it and they're like, we got this, this, and this, and then we have this boring bullshit right here. And it's you, large gelatinous white man on top of the pretty blonde woman for about 2 minutes.
Well, he convinces Zach to come back to his house. And we meet Tisha Campbell, the wife, who we've been hearing so much about the whole movie from Delaney.
Yes.
And she is a gem.
She fits everything that he...
I love Tisha Campbell.
Like, hey, white boy! You what? Fuck me, wouldn't you?
It was nice to meet you. You too.
Like at the beginning of the movie, he's like, I met my wife in kindergarten. And then we got met. No, if you could do it all over again, I'd sit in my house and jerk off by myself.
The woman is the bane of my existence.
Ain't nobody want to grab you. And then he flaps her titties.
Them saggy ass.
Motherfucker, we match.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Tisha Campbell is the best, man.
They show him the last scene of him and Mary fucking. And they're basically like, Mary loves you. And Delaney has this beautiful speech that he talks about love and everything. So.
And then he runs away, and then.
Why's a white boy running through my house?
Yes. Zach runs to the apartment. Mary's on the toilet again, taking a shit. And Zach opens the door, and she screams at him. Zach professes his love to her while she's taking a shit on the toilet. And
every woman's dream.
She hears every word. She's excited. And Lester walks through the hallway wearing nothing but tube socks and slippers.
Hanging dong.
Full frontal dong.
It's pretty substantial, too.
Good for Jason Mewes.
Good for Jason Mewes.
He's not hard.
I know, and it's quite large.
He's got a hog.
Maybe he's wearing a prosthetic, like a Rufus Malfoy.
Oh, he's stunt dicking it?
I don't think he is.
Lucius Malfoy in the Lotus.
His dick is named Rufus Malfoy.
Ah, okay.
Mm. So, yeah, we see a full frontal. Zach thinks, okay, you're fucking Lester. Lester just likes to walk around naked. They do a little Dutch rudder in the hallway.
It's a sound theory. It's a sound
He
practice.
Tried to get Mary to fuck him.
Because I'm touching my dick, but you're touching your dick. We're not touching each other's dicks.
It's not gay.
Okay.
Just saying.
I still don't understand why you just wouldn't, like, jerk off in front of each other. Like, the Beatles did that. It's not a big deal.
They fucking what?
They used to jerk off in front of each other.
They hit the Beatles had circle jerks?
No, they didn't circle jerk. They just jerked themselves off in front of each other.
Well, that's what do you think a fucking circle jerk is?
Do you think
a circle jerk is where, like, we sit in a circle and, you know, everybody puts their right hand on the penis to their right?
That's not a circle jerk.
It's just a circle and they're jerking themselves.
That's a gurgle circle.
Yeah.
A gurgle circle? Why is that a gurgle
that's
circle?
That's a gurgle. Yeah. Oh, so the thing is, like, do you spit on your palm before or do you, like, let it heat up to where it's a problem and then you lift off, apply your spittle and then go back to the crank?
I mean, as a courtesy, you know, you don't want to dry palm another man's hog.
That's what I'm talking about. You don't want to, you know, you don't want to chafe.
Dry handies are awful, I would assume.
Just saying.
Chafing.
Okay.
You started it.
Mary comes out of the bathroom.
Notice that she didn't flush, so it smells like fucking shit when she opens up this door.
She has that in her notes that you were going to say that.
Fucking ridiculous. Yeah, I did, because she didn't fucking flush. She is a known non-flusher, just like the beginning of the movie.
I mean, it's gross.
She just leaves.
turds.
Fucking, it is gross.
He wants you to know that they're professing their love to one another in a shit-filled room.
Yeah. And I love you, want to spend my life with you, but I can't get over the smell of human shit.
So Zach carries Miri over the threshold of his old bedroom.
First they go to her old room.
Oh, but Lester's in there.
Lester's in there.
And he's cranking it.
And then they make love and live happily ever after. Fun fact, Roger Ebert's review in the Chicago Sun-Times gave it 3 out of 4 stars. He's like the guy at a party who tells dirty jokes so fast, Dangerfield style, that you laugh more at the performance than the material.
Yeah.
It kind of aligns with what Allie was saying last night. The performances are just so fucking funny in the improv.
The writing is stellar.
Kevin Smith's a great writer, and he writes friendships really well, and relationships really well. He's always been very good at that.
No, because, yeah, like I said last night, I'm like, it's crazy. I think he's one of the best writers that gets how people talk.
People talk, yeah.
That's how I talk. It made me think. It was like the chicken or the egg. Do I talk like this because I've watched a lot of Kevin Smith movies and it's like imprinted on me? Or do I appreciate how he, because like I talk like that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I did think that the soundtrack was really slaps. Good.
Mm-hmm. Slaps. Oh, yeah. Starts with some good old Primus. They mm-hmm. suck.
So, and then we got Sex and Candy. Steal My Sunshine. Classic.
Amazing.
All right. So go around the room, pass fail, Guido.
I love this movie a lot. I think, you know, it does a really good job of portraying genuine love and new relationships but, you know, new romantic relationships that come from a long-lasting friendship. I don't know. I think it's beautiful. I love it. I think she's great. Seth Rogen's great, even though he doesn't do that stupid laugh throughout, you know, the whole movie. So, yeah, I pass it. Great movie.
Matt?
Oh, yeah, I definitely pass this movie. I, you know, love Kevin Smith. This is probably, like I said, it's one of my favorites. So, yeah, definite pass. And bitches be crazy.
Mm.
Bitches
they be do. Crazy. They do be.
Allie.
Yes, pass. So funny. And I love Kevin Smith, too. Brandon St. Randy. It's the best shit ever.
Brandon St. Randy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Awesome.
Passes all around.
Congrats.
Feels good.
Good.
All right. Next week, we'll round out your birthday month.
Yay.
And this week is your birthday.
Yes, it is.
So happy birthday. Happy
Thank you. Yeah,
happy belated.
Thank you.
And Guido, quid pro quo.
Just for Allie, I chose Rambo.
Which and one?
It's First Blood. It came out in 84.
Which one? First Blood Part 1 or Part 2?
First Blood Part 1. Okay. The first one of the first.
It came out in 84?
It came out in 84.
The year of my birth?
The year of your birth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it's to see the double entendre here. And I really hope you like it because I know you haven't seen it yet. So,
I had not.
I think truly you missed out and I think you'll like it.
And where can people watch it?
You can actually watch it for free on Pluto TV.
Yes, it's all yeah.
So that it has ads. But you know, don't do that. Give Sylvester Stallone your money.
Because he needs more of it.
He needs more of it, yeah.
Yeah.
He does.
Does he have to donate it to the Whale Watchers of Antarctica?
No, none of that in this.
No, okay. He just has like 4 or 5 talentless daughters.
I did not Google his philanthropic endeavors.
All right. Well, we are at Quad Pro Quo Pod across Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd. You can suggest a theme month on our website or via social media. And please rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. And until next week, thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.